So I'm here in the Dublin Writers' Museum in Parnell Square, and I'm joined by Robert Nicholson, who's the curator here. Hi, Robert. Thanks for having us.
Thanks very much.
So I think, first of all, can you tell our listeners a little bit about the history of the museum?
The museum has been here about 26 years now. Actually, it was opened in 1991, and it's a rather gorgeous building. It used to be the College of Marketing and Design, but before that, the last private owner was George Jemison of the Whiskey family. And so looking around us, we can see he put a pot of money into getting this already splendid building made even more wonderful.
It really is a beautiful building, yeah. And I know you, obviously, it's, you know, you have it's like a history and a celebration of Dublin writers and our literary past. What are the highlights of the museum for visitors?
Well, apart from the gallery which we're sitting in, which is simply a treat just to look at, we have a collection downstairs which covers all the major Irish writers from Swift and some of his predecessors up to the recent past. It's dead writers only, so if you're coming looking for the gloriously alive, then you'd probably have to go next door to the Irish Writers' Centre.
I was going to actually ask about the collaboration between here and next door. Has that always existed? How long are they there? Are they here there as long as here?
Well, we were both opened up at the same time. I think the project was intended to have us both in adjoining buildings. So it's great in a way that they have something.
It's nice, like you said, to have
them beside us.
Beside each other, yeah, yeah. I know us in Near FM were based in the James Joyce Centre for the evening. Do you have many pieces here related to Joyce?
Well, we're actually sitting looking at his piano, which is in the same room as us.
Oh yeah, it's lovely.
And downstairs, of course, obviously there's various portraits. There's we have a first edition of Ulysses on the premises and some of his more important items.
Now I know you have different things going on Culture Night here in the museum. Could you tell us a little bit about what's going on the night?
We have Mary Ryan and Kieran McMahon of the Irish Writers and Song Company, and they're presenting a show. It'll go on for about an hour or so, and as I suppose the name suggests, it's a combination of songs and also some acted pieces from Irish playwrights. So it'll be a bit of a collection of literary pieces of one kind and another, and it promises to be very entertaining.
Sounds great, yeah. And obviously the museum is open for visitors on the night.
Yes, it is. It'll be open, well, really from the moment we, from the moment we close our doors. there'll be a point where we'll stop charging and let everybody in for free. And we'll be open then till 9 o'clock.
Great.
And the show starts at 6 o'clock.
And do you have a favourite piece here in the collection?
I'm not allowed to take any favourites.
Oh, really?
I don't know what. It's like the whole kind of ensemble, the way they all react with each other. And it's great to have, well, Joyce's piano or James Joyce or Samuel Beckett's telephone now.
Yeah, yeah.
I suppose that there are other things which relate particularly to different writers, their own objects. But it's also terrific just to see all the milestones of Irish literature. The first edition of Dracula and all these lovely editions of Yeats. And there's an exhibition on at the moment of Lafcadio O'Hearn, who's one of these people who's very big in Japan, but very few people
really?
In Ireland seem to know about him.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever heard about him.
He's an amazing person. He had his childhood in Ireland, and then things went very badly wrong economically for the family, and he ended up going off to America without a penny in his pocket and having to set himself up. So he became a journalist, and he worked in Cincinnati, then he moved to New Orleans, and then he, because he was highly respected by that time, got a job going off to Japan, which is that stage, it was the 1880s, 1890s, and it's still very new and opening up.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
And so the idea was he would go there and write articles and books. And when he got there, he just totally hooked and stayed. And he married a Japanese lady and settled down in Japan. He became a great expert on Japan. He's one of the ones, when people want to understand the Japanese, they go to his books.
That's fascinating, yeah.
And he collected all sorts of folklore and stories that at the time was actually in danger of disappearing in Japan because they were undergoing westernization, modernization. Is actually very like what Yeats is doing in Ireland. At the same time, he was collecting Irish folklore and writing it down.
That's really fascinating. And what does his half here belonging to?
It's mainly centered around a collection of his books, which a very kind donor gave to us with the idea of having this exhibition put up to tell people more about him.
Brilliant. And how long have you been here in the Writers' Museum?
Since we began, actually.
Really, yeah?
Oh, yes. I was already curator at the James Joyce Museum out at the Tower in Sandy Cove when this opened up, so this became a sort of an additional job. And it's really become the most of my job by now.
But, so I think for our listeners, you know, if they haven't seen the building or been here to experience it, it's a really brilliant museum, and I think I'd really encourage people to come down and have a look on the night. And is there anything else you'd like to add for the visitors on the night? Anything to draw them in?
Well, it'll be a great atmosphere because there'll be so many people in here enjoying the show and just enjoying the exhibition. And it's a great way of coming in and just getting the whole history of Irish literature and one delightful visit, which may last you about an hour or two or three or a day.
Absolutely.
If you get that interested.
So, like, I'd encourage people out there listening to pop down, and it's 18
Parnell Square, right next to Penlater's Church.
Yeah, so people should pop down and have a look. It's a great space. And thanks so much for joining me.
Well, thank you.
Cheers. Thanks, Robert.